And we'll see Stormy Liberal in action later today at Kentucky Downs in Southern Kentucky. And looking forward to seeing him do his thing in the Win in Your Inn Turf Sprint. And joining us now is his trainer, Peter Miller, who is going to be honored this week as our Industry Star of the Week, presented by Stuart Morris. I'll tell you more about Stuart after this interview, but Peter with us now here on HRN. Peter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for taking the time. And I figured I'd take you on a little trip down memory lane with those two race calls there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Brings back great memories, and hopefully Stormy can do it again today.
Yeah, he's a special horse. What makes him so good?
Heart. You know, he loves his job, and he wants to win. So I think that's his main, talent and ability.
Yeah, he has it all. And you pick this spot for his next race, this Run Happy Turf Sprint at Kentucky Downs, 6 furlongs on that somewhat undulating turf course. Why was this the right spot for him, Peter?
Well, there were a few reasons. The timing was good, and the purse was big. So, I think this is, besides the Breeders' Cup, plenty fast guys. Sorry to interrupt you, but I'm kind of working a bunch of horses today, and so you'll hear me working here in the background. But 24, just stay like that, 24. But the timing was good, and it's the biggest turf sprint purse-wise, I believe, other than the Breeders' Cup, so it made sense.
You know, I made reference earlier that he's not even the morning line favorite in this race, and I said, hey, how do you disrespect the two-time Breeders' Cup turf sprint winner, making him third choice on the morning line? Do you ever go into a race thinking, hey, you know what, guys, you're not going to make us the favorite, we're going to show you how good we really are?
You know, they didn't respect him the first two Breeders' Cups he won, so, that's the least of my worries. But, I kind of laugh at that stuff.
What are the things that you remember about those two Breeders' Cup wins, Pete?
Well, I mean, just the, personally, just the, complete euphoria of the situation for me. They were two different situations. The first one being at Del Mar, in my hometown, and running 1-2 was just incredible. And then, the second one to repeat it, in such a dramatic fashion with a great horse like World of Trouble, and have my boys with me was equally as amazing. So just the horse is just giving me the ride of life, and I owe him everything, and he owes me nothing.
Yeah, and obviously the ultimate goal would be another trip to the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint this year. This afternoon's race is a win and you're in. I mean, he's gonna qualify to be in the race anyway. But to have that in your corner, if he can win that race at Kentucky Downs, how important is it to have that win and you're in locked in and in your corner?
I mean, obviously that's a big bonus. Looks good, guys. Looks good. Stay like that. 49. It's obviously not the main reason we're running, but it's a big bonus. Perfect. It's a big bonus to have the winning you're in, and we'd love to have it. But, the main thing is to try and, get him to the Breeders' Cup in good shape and, try and three-peat.
Trainer Pete Miller joining me here on HRRN. As you can hear, he has horses training right now, and he's kind of giving you a look behind the curtain as to what makes him so good as he does his job every morning. That's what it sounds like for trainer Pete Miller day in and day out. Pete, before I let you go very quickly, I want to look back on that Del Mar Futurity.
Perfect.
And you run 1-2. Nucky gets the victory, big upset in there. Tell me about that race and those horses.
That was another really dream come true. Both horses were doing really well, and I again, felt like, you know, we were being underplayed and overlooked. And, you know, obviously there was a mishap in the race, but, honestly, I don't think it would have mattered. I think Nucky was the best horse that day, no matter who lined up. And, you know, I think he proved it. And, you know, Wrecking Crew's a very good horse. His blood, his energy level's not right, not quite where I want it. I think he's a better horse than he's shown, you know, and he's a grade one placed and grade two placed. So, you know, I think he's kind of scary. If we can get him really hitting on all cylinders, I think he can be any kind of horse. Nucky's just a really solid, hard-knocking, hard-trying, very professional young horse. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, to run him in the front runner and hopefully the Breeders' Cup.
Were you shocked to see him at 35-1?
I was. I mean, here the horse just won by 10.5 lengths with a big buyer, and they were just discounting. And you know, I get it. You know, Bob's won 15, you know, futurities. So, you know, he's going to get all the action. And, you know, that's fine. Look, I'm not betting. So, you know, I wish I was. But the price doesn't matter. The horses can't read the board, and I don't care. So that's, you know, more for the players. And, you know, hopefully the sharp ones got a nice $70 mutual.
Well, as expected, Pete Miller is loaded, making his way down the road to the Breeders' Cup World Championships. Pete, all the best with Stormy Liberal later today. And I know it's a busy day, so I won't keep you. But thanks for taking a few minutes and spending some time with us here on HRN.
My pleasure, Mike, and thanks for all you guys do. Really appreciate it.
All right, and Pete Miller, our industry star of the week, and rightfully so. He comes